see Sister Anna made it here. We're short missing it, sis. And I was looking back and I saw it. I was like, praise the Lord. There she is. So I'll tell you what, I love our congregation. You know, we are a body of believers. I believe God put us together, and it's just been a good time. You know, I believe we were together before the foundation of the world. We'll be together afterwards. So if you don't like me, surprise, you're going to be stuck with me over there too. And I know we all love each other. Yes. Now, I don't do quotes. You know, y'all know me, I've been around me enough, but I really felt led to do a lot of quotes this evening. And in order of doing that, I wanted to have it on the multimedia where you can see it. And Hannah, if you will take the sides of that, you can spread it out just a little bit. You can make that bigger to fit the page. Might make it a little better.
Can everybody see it?
Can y'all see it okay? Well, I was thinking about online. The people online, it might be a little harder to see. Good mind, let me fix that just real quick, okay? You'll do it on this one here. Yeah, it's connected to that one. There we go. Maybe we'll just use that. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I pray that people online can see that. I did my best. If not, just follow along and look it up, I guess. Praise the Lord, right? But I will speak to you tonight on Behold the Move. Behold the Move, okay? Let's go to St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 45. And like I say, I pray that it will be a blessing to you that you can see it. Like I say, there's a lot of quotes. I don't normally do this, and you know I don't. But I really felt impressed in my heart because I want you to see this is not from the same sermon. This is from several sermons of developing the thought, because I want you to see, behold the move that was happening in the move of a prophet on the scene. Because there was something that was taking place and it was mysterious to the world, but we see what it was. We want to behold it tonight.
Amen.
So Matthew 5:45 says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Then we go to Matthew 24, verses 23-24. And you just like I do is hit the arrow down. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We want to thank you for your grace that you have put in our life. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to be together with friends, Lord, of a like precious to faith, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would help us, that you would speak to us tonight through this service, Lord. Lord, that they would be alert. Lord, I know the enemy would try, especially on a Wednesday night, to put sleepiness on you. But Lord, when we cast our flesh, put it under subjection to the word, Lord, and say, Lord, I am here to serve you. I'm here to listen to you. And Lord, may we listen to what is the message you're trying to say to us tonight. Because Lord, that's the most important thing in a service, in any service, is what is the message? What are you trying to speak to me? Help us, Lord. Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. So, you know, we have a roadmap of where we are, and she's working on closing that out there. Just there you go. So we're on a roadmap, and, you know, on a roadmap, Brother Tim Pruitt put a perfect analogy of that while we were in the minister's meeting, and I just want to say we had a wonderful time there in those meetings, and and I thought it was just a great time to be with brothers. And Brother Tim did a very good, simple explanation about the roadmap. And that's something that I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah.
He was talking about how that he was going to Florida with another brother. And they were going to go somewhere. And he said, I'm going to get me a map. And the brother said, you don't need a map. He said, I know this place like the back of my hand. He said, well, you go by the back of your hand, I'm getting a roadmap. Well, he got a road map, and Brother Tim drove for a while, and eventually Brother Tim went to sleep, and the other brother drove for a while. Well, Brother Tim woke up, and they were like, in nowhere, like no road. They're like, brother, where are we at? And I may not get the words exactly right, but it'd be close to get the point across. He said, brother, how did we get here? And he said, well, we just run out of road. And Brother Tim said, brother, you don't just run out of road. You're going down a road. You know, I can just drive it, like, boom, it's gone. And he said, well, tell you what, get your map out and tell us where we are. Like, they don't work that way. You know, you can't just take a map and look at the tree and say, this is where you are. He said, no, you go into that store over there and you ask them where we are, and then I will find it on the roadmap.
Yes.
And that's a perfect tie. Brother Tim brought it out, and I thought it was perfect. He said that the Bible is our map. Amen. It's our roadmap.
That's
the
right.
Message of the hour, the prophet, shows us where we are in the Bible.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about, brother and sister. So with that mentality, let's start addressing some quotes. And stay with me. Stay pumped up. Stand up and shake yourself if you have to. Say, Lord, I'm getting this thought tonight. Amen. So
right.
Go ahead. Just, there you go. And I'm going to read this. It says, and he is supposed to, according to the scripture, return to us in this last day in this type of ministry that will be after the baptism of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth, and these things. The capping of the Pentecostal message is what we're speaking of today. This ministry of Christ himself impersonated among his people with the very same things that he did when he was here on earth in his body, the bride, which is part of him, doing the same things as husband and wife or king and queen. Just before the marriage ceremony, this week, the Lord willing, I wish to speak on some of that. Out in the campaign here at the Embassy Hotel and kind of get acquainted in a humble way of doing it. The time and the hour that we're living. If a person don't know which way to go, what to do, or how to turn, you're not walking by faith anymore. You're just guessing. You're presuming. And presume is to advance without official authority. So we haven't got the real official authority to know what God said would take place in this hour. How are we ever going to face this hour? And we've got to face it, knowing by faith in his word, the things that's supposed to be happening now and the condition of the nations, the condition of the people, the condition of the church, and so forth. We've got to know that. And then how to walk out to face it. If you don't know how to do that, you're just what we would call kind of haphazardly just jump in, hoping it will be there. Hoping this and hoping that, and will it be? But God don't want us to do that. He wants us to know what he has said about this day and meet it by faith.
Amen.
Because he said it would be that way. Then we know your truth then, because you haven't got some person's word for it. You've got his word of what we must do. We're hoping that our Heavenly Father will grant us this week.
Amen.
So I want to talk to you about beholding the move. We want to behold the move. Now, if you sit in the woods and you listen real closely and you pay attention, you will begin to see things move in the woods. How many knows that's right? You watch squirrel, you'll see things take a place. That's the mentality I want you to see. It's the same thing with the word, and it's the same thing with the church. And we're going to behold the move this evening. And the move can be mysterious, that so mysterious that it would deceive the very elect if it were possible.
Right.
So let's go to the next quote here. He says, now notice, God promised that he would bring his bride out. What he would do, there would be a seed. There would be a light in the evening time. How he would do all things just exactly and by the way that he originally planned it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it isn't through denomination. It isn't through our system we're using today. We're just causing death. People are putting their hands with it and die from it. See, the word. Now catch this. The word. The evening message must carry evening results. The evening message must sow evening seeds. Not morning seeds. Evening seed. Is that right? The midday seed. Its seed back there was denomination. It died, perished. But evening time message will show evening time light, will show evening time results. The evening time message, Jesus time midday message showed midday results.
Right.
The beginning message showed the beginning result, made creation. He made his son in his own image in the midday. In the evening time, he makes a bride for it, see? By what? By his word. How did he form the word, the earth? How did he speak into existence? By his word.
Right.
Who was his son? The word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt. How will he take his bride? By the word. Not by a new car, not some theologian's idea, but according to his word, he'll identify her. Don't put one thing to it or take one thing from it now. Leave it the way it is, see? The evening time, he promised he'd reveal, open the seals, seven seals, show what them churches missed back there in Revelation 10, Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, and he said he would do it. Now, let's not mix it up. Let's keep it right like that. Amen? And that's trying to do God without his servants.
Amen.
Now, I want you to remember something. When the father was going to bring the son to maturity, he would put a tutor over that son, and that tutor would teach that son exactly according to what the father wanted to be, because the father had a position that he wanted that son to come to, and the only way that son could come to a full maturity in the stature of that position of adoption is he had to listen to what that tutor said, and that tutor had to only say exactly what the father said. It's one vision, one message, amen? So that there would be a message that would come through here, and that tutor would get in. The tutor is the Holy Ghost today. Is that right? The Holy Ghost is our tutor. Brother Branham said, many times he said, that the tutor, the Holy Ghost, would want to go back to the Father and give a good report with the Son. He would want to say, the Son is listening to what I'm saying. The Son is being obedient. As I'm giving the word, he's applying the word to his life. But he said, what kind of report would the Holy Spirit have to give for the church today? Oh my. What would he have to get from me? Brother, remember when I come across the quote, it is almost paralyzed because, Lord, what am I doing with what you've given me?
Yeah.
You've given us a message. And Brother Tim Pruitt, I keep referring back to that, but it meant a lot to me. He said, Brother, ain't it that Brother Daniel? I felt like it's your Brother Daniel. He's preaching. He said, when the prophet left the scene, it was a perfect running machine. It was running on 8 cylinders. But what have we done with it?
Yeah.
Oh, my brother and sister. May we each individual look, grasp within ourselves and say, Lord God, help me to behold the move.
Amen.
And let me see where I'm at in it. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The tutor is the Holy Spirit. God chose man to preach the gospel by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And God has always had a provided way for worship, but man has continually tried to do it his own way. I got a long way to go, so I'm going to speak fast. So forgive me. I'm not trying to rush. At the same time, my throat's getting dry. So God chose man to preach the gospel by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God has always had a provided way for him to worship him. But man has always tried to do it his own way. And Cain, he tried to do it his way. But by faith, Abel did the right sacrifice. So how did he do it? It was by a revelation. Abel heard the word. Cain heard the word. But the difference was Abel caught the revelation. And when he caught the revelation, that caused him to imply, to put it into action, into a life worthy of the gospel, so to speak. It was a sacrifice that God would accept. So it was by revelation, and the evening time believer must have courage today to be able to fight the pressures and the squeeze that we will have today. Because how many knows we're under a pressure? We're under a squeeze. An eagle, Brother Graham talked about an eagle, has to be able to go so high in the sky, but what good would it do him to get up there if he couldn't see?
Right.
But at the same time, what good would it do him if he couldn't handle the pressure?
Right.
And brother and sister, that's what we must do. We must be pressurized. We must be pressurized by the Holy Ghost. And God, you're already an eagle. You don't become an eagle. You're already an eagle. And see, whenever you're growing as an eagle in maturity, you've got to be able to see things. You've got to soar into the heavens. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a pressure that's going to take place. There's a pressure, and it's real. Sometimes if it's a physical thing, it's easier to take a stand and make courage.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you what I mean in just a moment. But peer pressure sometimes are going, not going against, not wanting to go against the grain of your brothers. Whenever the word tells you something different, it's sometimes hard to have courage during those times.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what Brother Brent says. He says, Peter had a sword. He pulled that sword, was going to cut the high priest's ear off and things like that. He did it. But when it comes to real Christian courage, he didn't have it. He backed up and denied him. Is that right? He could cut the high priest's ear off with a sword. Sure. He knew how to handle it. But when it comes to the squeeze and the time to stand on the word of God, he didn't have the courage. And even denied, he knew Jesus. That's where it is today. We got courage to build buildings, put millions of dollars in them. We got courage to put pop organs and plush seats and everything, go out and proselyte from place to place and make the Methodist come, Baptist and so forth, back and forth like that. But when it comes to Christian courage to accept the word and the message of God and stand there on it, we have few. So what good your stones without a stonemason again? Is that right? God's looking for character, not membership, character. Eliezer, when he went to get the bride of Isaac, he sweated it out until he found character. Remember, Abraham put him responsible as God puts us responsible. That's right. We ministers haunt my bride. God bless your heart. I ain't looking for members. I'm looking for the pure in heart. See, somebody that'll believe the word. Eliezer looked and he thought, oh, I can't do it myself. There's too much responsibility. I realize the responsibility of finding Isaac, which is the top of the church, you know, of Christ, Rebecca, the top of the bride. Eliezer got down on his knees and said, God, you just have to help me. And when he referred to God, God helped him. He got character. You say amen?
Amen.
That's how the five-fold ministry feels. Lord, how am I going to get a bride for you ready for a rapture? God, I can't do it. God, help me. And I'm going to tell you, when you do that, brother and sister, God will help the five-fold ministry to reach that bride. Amen? Because on one hand, you're hunting a bride. On the other hand, you're getting ready for a rapture.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
That's right. And the same message, Brother Brim says this. He says, when he found out, and then when Eliezer found the character that was in the woman Rebecca, the beautiful bride of Isaac, he told her about Isaac. And she never questioned one thing. She believed the word of the messenger and she made ready to go. And they went, asked the father and said, just ask her, the damsel's of age, ask her, let her decision be. She said, I will go. To what? A man she had never seen, know nothing about. But yet she was ready because she was predestinated and foreordained to do that. Exactly right. Yeah, amen. You are predestined to hear this message. You are predestined and foreordained to be married to Isaac. Amen. For the top of Jesus Christ. There was a deep call to the deep in her. There was something inside her already that was waiting. And maybe she didn't realize what she was looking for. But the appropriate time, God crossed her path with a word. Amen. As we have read, it takes an evening time message to get evening time results. And the only way for us to get the evening time results is the ministry must preach the message exactly as it was given by the angel. Amen. We don't want to temper one to the left or going to the left or to the right or put my idea. God, give me it exactly the way the angel said it.
Amen.
Because we'll get the same results. So let's go to the next quote. I told you, I'm going to give you a bunch of quotes tonight. So. I want you to notice here in Matthew 24, Jesus used the term of Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Christ. Not Christ, singular, but Christ, plural. Not singular, Christ. Therefore, the word Christ means the anointed one. And then if it's anointed, there will be not only one, but many anointed, the anointed one, see? Otherwise, if he wanted to break it down so we could more or less understand it better, he would say, in the last days, there shall rise false anointed ones. Now, that seems almost impossible, see, terms of anointed. But notice the very next word, the false prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, plural. Now, anointed one is one with a message. And the only way the message can be brought out is by one that is anointed. And that would be a prophet anointed. There shall be false Christ anointed teachers. A prophet teaches what his message is, anointed teachers, but anointed people with false teaching. Anointed ones, Christ, plural, prophets, plural. And if there is such a thing as Christ, singular, then these would have to be anointed ones, and their prophecy of what they're teaching would be the difference because they are anointed ones. They are anointed. Now, we're talking about false Christ that will deceive the very elected if it were possible. So this is not going to be people that look like witch doctors. And if you're wondering where we're going with that, we're going to nail that denominational spirit of showing how deceiving that denominational spirit can be, brother and sister.
Right.
Amen. Amen. This deceive the very elected. That means they're not coming out looking like a witch doctor or looking like some kind of drunkard. This is going to be men that will be a testimony in the community. This is going to be a man that you should say, you know what, Brother Bob says this. I want to listen to what Brother Bob's got to say because you know what, I've known Bob. But you have to make sure that what Brother Bob is saying matches all of the Word of God. Because if it does not match all the word, brother and sister, it is dead. It is wrong. And the denominational church can have a lot of things that's right. They can have a lot of things. Do great works. Do wonderful things. They can have you where you quit smoking, you quit drinking, you go to church. But if you don't get the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost on the inside of it, you have no part of Christ. And the denominational system cannot give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It cannot happen. It won't happen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lord, we'll get to that here just a little bit. They will prophesy and their prophecies will be right. Balaam's prophecy was right, but his teaching was wrong.
Right.
Brother Branham talked about how he went to the Pentecostal church. They were stand up, prophesy, do all these things, get it right. One was a genuine brother. The other was a genuine hypocrite.
Right.
The same Holy Ghost. Amen.
Right.
Brother Brown says this, the next quote, he says, now someone might say to you, do you believe that the anointing on those people means that it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Yes, sir. The genuine Holy Spirit of God upon a person, and yet they are false. Now listen close and see what he said, and they shall show signs and wonders insomuch that it would deceive the very elected if it were possible, and they are anointed with the genuine Holy Spirit. I know this sounds very foolish, but we're going to take time and explain it by the word, and that's absolutely thus saith the Lord, the truth. There was people in churches all over the world today, and they have been, that claim to be Christians. They claim that God is with them. And it's not what we say or what people say saying that God's with it. It is when God identifies himself in the church.
Amen.
Remember, we said that God identifies himself. We need God to identify himself inside us. Amen.
Right.
Cain could have said, this is my offering before the Lord. It's beautiful. It's sacrifice. I'm sincere. I did all these different things. But God has to recognize the sacrifice.
Right.
And see, Abel, by faith, offered the right sacrifice. He wasn't saying, he wasn't having to proclaim, saying, I've got it. God's who sent me. It wasn't him doing it. It was God doing it. It was God confirming, I am with you.
Amen.
We need that, brother and sister. We want that. We desire it. We be happy. But I'm seeking it with all my heart. I want to know that I know that I know that God is with me. Amen? Because we're not talking about something simple, like an electric bill. Like I hope that I get this money turned in time for my electric so my electric don't get shut off. Because you know that you can turn that back on. You know, or a gas bill or something like that. We're talking about a restaurant. We're talking about life and death. Brother and sister, we're talking about heaven and hell when we're talking about the word. We need to know where we're at in this roadmap.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It's when Christ identifies himself with the believer. And remember, God works with the Gentiles as individual. And something I love about one brother said while we were up there, he said, the kingdom of God comes with that observation. It's like, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to be able to look on the outside to see the church is in unity, that you're ready for the rapture. It's individual.
Amen.
It's something that's on the inside of you. And
right.
Only you know if you've got it.
Amen.
That's right. Because you can manufacture it. That's why Brother Graham always said, don't put your evidence that the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. Now, if you buy your shoe, you get tongues with it. But that's not the shoe. You know?
Right.
Amen. The kingdom of God comes with that observation. And so if God deals with the individuals, and people can act the part, But they could still not have the real thing. Amen? So the next quote. Listen closely now again as we go on, going back to the original Eden. Then when we are born of him, we are filled with him. See, your life and his life is in you. And then all your actions should declare him. It's like taking life out of one tree and putting it into another. Taking life out of a pear tree and putting it into an apple tree. It'll bear pear. It's got to, because the sap, the life in it, the germ is pear, all right? Then all of our actions should declare him. We have his name. Is that right? We should bear his name. And remember, we are now as his bride, pregnated with his spirit. Oh my, the church-bearing children, see, pregnated by his spirit with his name, bearing his name, bearing his life, bringing forth the signs of his life, evident with the preeminences, evidence of his resurrection, showing that he is not dead, but alive forevermore. This is eternal life. And vindicated to the world that we are alive in him. How do you know? Because you're a church member? Because Christ is living through you, so pregnated with his spirit that you're a prisoner to anything else. You're confined, oh my, the gospel confined to the word. And all the children that you can bring forth is that because you're a prisoner. You can't commit adultery. You're already pregnant. Glory. He can't take a hold. The womb of life is closed to anything else. You're already by predestination. That seed has come to life. No world can get in. Oh my. How we'd like to stay on that for about an hour. I'm just sure you'd understand. Christ and his alone already finished. The seed was there. The seed was already. When was it put there? Before the foundation of the world has predestinated unto eternal life. And as soon as the life-giving flow, that seed laying there, other seeds that would come in wouldn't take hold, just couldn't do it. But when that seed come in, quickly it stopped up the womb. All the rest of the seed was drove out, see? And you become a prisoner surrounded in Christ. Christ in you, his life bringing forth his evidence, his signs, oh my, look, bringing his signs of life as an evidence of his resurrection, proving to the world that eternal life, vindicated to the world that we're alive in him. Think of it. Alive with God, our Redeemer, who created us for the very same purpose, the church, and his creative life in us. That is, Moses said by the word of God, let there come flies. God can make flies. He can make squirrels. And he said, amen. If God can create a fly, he can create a squirrel. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And the vindication of life. I want the vindication. Amen. Not me saying I've got it. I want God to say he's got it. And he's going to vindicate by moving his life in me.
Amen.
We want to behold the move. The Holy Ghost inside the bride vindicates that Christ is alive in her. I believe that to be the truth. I mean, is everyone with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got a little bit more to go, so I don't know, that clock just keeps moving. And if a church says, believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and deny his power, deny his works, deny his word, the church that believes in Jesus Christ will do the works of Jesus Christ. It'll have the life of Jesus Christ. If it isn't, no matter if the life is pouring into it, if it isn't predestinated from the roots, it'll bear great fruit every time or something different. But if it's predestinated life in the roots, it'll bear Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it's the word coming up through the root, which he is the root, the beginning of time. Notice, but it's what they produce that tells you the difference. By their fruit, Jesus said, you shall know them. Man does not gather grapes off a thistle, even though a thistle be rot in the grapevine. That could be possible. But the fruit will tell it. What is the fruit? The word. For the fruit, listen to me, what is the fruit? The word. Fruit for the season. That's what it is. They're teaching. The teaching of what? The teaching of the season. What time it is. Man's doctrine, denominational doctrine, but God's word for the season. I want the word for the season. Say amen.
Amen.
Denominational level word will not give us a rapture. And that's why God sent a prophet. Because it's a word. It's a word that's a voice within a voice that will call that seed to maturity on the inside of a bride. Amen. The correct, to get the correct end time results, we've got to get the correct end time word. And we've got it. I believe it with all my heart. The false Christ will be deceiving, be so deceiving that it will deceive the very elect, if it were possible.
Right.
Now I want to stop here for just a moment. Time Brother Brennan, whenever Brother Brennan was on the scene, there was a revival going on. See, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Revival going on. People go inside of a building. People could receive healing. People could receive miracles taking place. There was many great name ministers that would go to Brother Brenham and say, Brother Brenham, do you think God would work through me if I was to do that? He said, Brother, if you be sincere, Old Roberts, T.L. Osborne, so and so forth.
Right.
They took the same thing. Now look, watch this. The prophet was, God was doing miracles in the prophet's ministry, but the reason was God was doing all these things, he was getting a people ready and prepared to receive a word. And at the same time this was happening, there were copyrights. There were people that were trying to, they just want, the motive of Brother Branham and his ministry was to bring people to Christ, to take them to the Word. If you look at his ministry from beginning to the end, he never pointed to himself. He always pointed them back to the Word. And these other men rose up and said, you think God will hear my prayer? You think God will do these things? And he said, sure, if you'll be humble. And these men went out there and had great meetings, miracles taking place. But the difference was they didn't have the word.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Miracles, but no word.
Right.
And look at the revival that they brought. And someone, I saw a picture the other day of Old Roberts, of the one of the buildings that he had is turned into nothing but just a wore down museum. Ceiling falling down, everything. It was a terrible sight.
Yeah.
And saying that's what it's become. But let me ask you, what has the message been? Around the message. Now this message is right.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother and sister, may we as individuals grab a hold of this word.
Right.
Amen. Pray for your ministry.
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Preacher, pastor, don't ever deviate.
Right.
Stay straight. It don't matter. Listen to what I'm saying. It don't matter how many people don't want to be your friend. You preach it straight.
Amen.
Amen. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Don't bow down for somebody else. You stay with this word the way the prophet said it. Keep moving forward. Because you know what? God deals with the individual.
Yeah.
And whenever an individual lights a fire, that's why we're here tonight. That's why we're studying these quotes, is because we are pressing for a body change.
Amen.
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 The rain was sent for that reason. And we're almost finished. We got a little ways to go. Probably 30 more minutes. Listen to this next quote. It says, now we know that we're facing something. I know it. You know it. I don't know which way to turn to remember about 4 years ago in Chicago one day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and said, this is it. And the revival is over. And America has turned down her opportunity. It's on tape. And there won't be no more. Her last opportunity, she's turned down. I want you to watch. Does anybody know what day that was on the tape? We've got it. Leo and Gene got it. I heard it here not long ago. Bose put it in the paper. And so just watch what's happened since then. See, the revival has stopped. I said over at Blue Lake the other night, a little fellow got back up next morning, said, Brother Brennan might say the Pentecostals has had it, but not me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on. See, but the little fella just didn't know which end of the horn he was blowing from. See, he don't understand. He doesn't know. It's all right. Enthused. And that's perfectly all right. But look around. What are they doing? What's the matter with the people? What's happened to the revival? What's happened to Billy Graham, Will Roberts, the rest of them? Where is the revival going on? It's finished. The smoke is done settled. The seeds are sown. The meeting is over. The fires are burnt down in the old temple of Rome and Vesta. When the fires went out, on the merchants went home at the altars. Now we see the revival is not on. It isn't enthusiasm. This was a huge revival. And at the whole time this revival was taking place, brothers and sisters, there was an angel right in their midst with a message.
That's right.
Listen to me. In the midst of them speaking in tongues, in the midst of them praying and seeing miracles taking place, in the midst of them, and how many of them went home and said, praise God, God was with us. We had a service tonight. And the whole time they were doing that, they were in false teaching. And there was a real prophet of God on the scene with a message.
Right.
The whole time this was taking place, brother and sister, it would deceive the very elect if it were possible.
Right.
Thank God it's not possible.
Right.
We are foreordained that our seed will come manifest.
Amen.
Amen. In the midst of it. I'm saying, this was not people that were drunkards and witch doctors. They were religious, honorable men.
That's right.
Amen. Let's keep digging. But you might see that the anointing gets on the unjust, the false teachers, and causes them to do exactly what God told them not to do. But they'll do it anyhow. Why? They cannot help it. How can a thistle be anything else but a thistle? No matter how much good rain is sprinkled on it, it's got to be a thistle. That's the reason Jesus said they'll be so close it would deceive the very elected, which is in the roots, if it were possible, but it ain't possible. Oh, we can do nothing but bear wheat. That's all it can bear. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. I can't go their way because I'm a wheat. You say amen? You can't go that way because you're a wheat. But no matter, even though they were in the midst of the greatest revival that's ever taken place, that revival does not change the type of seed that's inside them.
That's right.
You can lay hands on them, put oil on them all you want to, pour all the water on that squash plant. It's still a squash plant. Yeah. You can try to do all you want to it. What is? And you can try so bad seed, it won't take. Why? Because you're predestinated and foreordained to receive a message, to be the bride, just as sure as God, because he became flesh through the word. God has created a bride by the word. Amen? It's the word that gives you the birth. It's the word that gives you the Holy Ghost. It's the word that will give you a body change.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Tony, all things the word just keeps coming to my mind. All things the word. Amen? There were two prophets on the scene, Moses and Balaam. Talk about the scriptures. Both men were anointed by the same spirit. Balaam would prophesy and it would come to pass exactly according to scripture. But Balaam's false teaching, it caused people to fall, and it was an unpardonable sin. Think about how terrible of a thing this was. This was a man that was honorable in the sight of people. This was a man that appeared to be a righteous man, a man of God. He would prophesy and get it right. But the same man would give false teaching. And the people that had confidence in him, they followed his teaching and they died an unpardonable sin. Yeah. How terrible was that?
Yeah.
How? See, there's a ministry that was leading them astray. You see how evil a denominational system is? People will look at that and say, but they don't drink. They don't smoke. I was in the hospital. They come visit me. They did all these great things. I won't doubt one thing about it. But the word they teach is false.
Yeah.
It will not give you rapture. Amen?
Right.
This is what Brother Brennan says. He said, Balaam, anointed with the same spirit that was upon Moses. What was the difference? The teaching of Moses was perfect. The Bible said here in 2 Peter that it was the teaching of Balaam that Israel received that God never did forgive. Unpardonable sin. Not a one of them got saved. Though they had come out under the blessing of God and seen the hand of God moving by his mighty prophet and seen it exactly vindicated by God. And because another prophet come with a teaching contrary and disputed with Moses and tried to prove to the people that Moses was wrong, and Dathan, Korah, and many of them agreed with him and taught the children of Israel to commit fornications, to go after his organization that were all the same, whether we're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, or Pentecostals, or whatever more, we're all the same. The prophet says, we are not the same. We are a separated people, holy unto God, dedicated to the word, the spirit of God to bear fruit of his promise of this day. And you're not of them. I know that's awful strong, but that's the truth just the same. Dedicated to a service in the last days, come out from amongst it. Now the teaching of Balaam, not the prophecy of Balaam, that was all right. That was God. How many believes that? The prophecy of Balaam was exactly right because he couldn't speak nothing else. The anointing of God wouldn't speak nothing else. And God vindicated it by proving it was the truth, but it was the teaching of Balaam.
Right.
Now compare that with Matthew 24:24. Anointed ones, but their teaching is false. The Trinities and all the things like that, wrong. Antichrist.
Right.
Oh my goodness, brother and sister. You see how evil the denominational system is? Yeah. It is evil.
Yeah. Right.
Because people will have confidence in it and say, how could this be evil? And it's death. It will cause people to sin an unpardonable sin.
Right.
Because it takes them away from the full word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. I want to hit a couple things and we'll be done. talked about how, in his first verse I've ever heard talked about, I'm sure people talked about it before, but first time I ever heard it. Talk about grafting of the trees and how simple it was. Talk about how if you have a citrus tree, and you can go up there and graft another branch in that citrus tree. So say it's a grapefruit, it's a lemon tree, but you can put a grapefruit, you can graft it inside that branch, inside that tree, and it all the other limbs will bear lemons, because that's what it is, but that one limb that you graft in will bear grapefruit.
Right.
And if it ever bears another year, bears fruit, that same branch will bear grapefruit.
That's right.
All the others will still bear lemon. The year after that, that limb, that branch that was grafted in will continually only bear what it is, because that's what it was from the seed.
Right.
And that's grafted into that vine, and it's living off of the same citrus life.
Right.
But it will always be just what it is.
Right.
But if that tree ever puts forth another branch, it'll be a living tree, because
right.
That's the original. And whenever someone is born by the original Spirit of God, they will bear the same fruits. They will do the same works. It'll be Jesus Christ continuing his works inside the church, because it's the same Holy Ghost, brother and sister. I pray you can see what I'm talking about tonight. It's the original spoken word of God has been given to us, brother and sister. And whenever it gives you the spoken word birth, you will do the same works. You'll have the same Holy Ghost moving in your families. It'll conquer devils, brother and sister. It's whenever you can fulfill Mark 16. That's whenever you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. How? Because you've got the same Holy Ghost on the inside of you.
Right.
Amen. Because it'll bear the same branch. But if you know what? Just as sure as a Baptist branch grafted in will only bear Baptist.
That's right.
Methodist, the same thing. And listen to me. If someone in a message church, if you're not in the full word, you will only bear what you are.
Yeah.
That's been grafted in. We don't want to be grafted in. We want to be born again.
Amen.
We don't join church. We're born again. We are the church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. And forgive me for getting excited. Golly. Sometimes I feel like I need two of these. So amen. I pray this makes sense to you.
Amen.
The rain doesn't change the seed. We're already seed. Amen. When you get in this presence, brother and sister, I'm telling you what. One more time in the scripture and we'll be done. The other one was Zedekiah and Micaiah. I guess they say it, Micah. Micaiah, how do you say it? There was a prophecy about Ahab. It said that the dog's going to lick your blood. God prophesied it.
Yeah.
It's going to take place. Jezebel, you're going to be licked up by blood. And they wanted to take some land of Persia. And they said, you know what, let's go to the prophets, see what the prophets will say about it. And all the prophets said, you know what? Zedekiah said, God is with you. God's with you. You go in the name of the Lord. He said, Jehoshaphat said, ain't there another prophet? He said, yeah, but I don't like him, because every time he always speaks against me. He always talks about me. He hates me. He said, go get him. So the messenger went to go get Micaiah and said, look, we've already got this all figured out. We've already got the word. We already know how this is going to be. You just agree with what we're saying. He said, I'll speak what God tells me to speak. I'm not deviating.
Mm-hmm.
And this man goes all the way over here to before them. And they want him to agree with them. But he has to only say what the word says. And Brother Brennan talks about Zedekiah. He said, with Zedekiah, this was a man that wanted to be right. This was a man that was honorable before the This was a man that, but when people looked at him, said, Zedekiah is a good man. And Zedekiah was wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
How many times went to Brother Brennan and said, you know what, Brother Brennan? We want you to come to our meetings, but you've got to stop preaching against our women. You've got to quit telling us how to dress. You've got to quit telling us how to do these things. Just teach us prophecies. Just do this. Right, he said, I'll speak what God tells me to speak.
Yeah.
I'm not bound to your system. And they can look at that and say, you know what, we got the millions. And you've only got a couple over there.
Right.
Who's God with?
Right. Right.
Now you look at this. Look from the people standpoint from down here. They're looking up and they're seeing the ministry. They're seeing millions over here as saying, you know what? God is with us. We're all one. We're all in unity. We're going to go take this land. Come on, somebody. We're going to take the promised land. You're going to claim your promises in the name of the Lord. You're going to do these things in the name of the Lord. Don't that sound good?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was already prophesied.
That's right.
It was prophesied that Ahab would die.
Right.
That's right.
And Micah, over here by himself, which one looked like they were wrong? Here he was all by himself, this little bitty group. But he says, we're not going that way. God said, I see Israel scattered without a shepherd.
Right.
Brother and sister, don't be deceived by the numbers. This is how deceiving the denominational system is. Because you look at, there's the millions of them.
Yeah.
And they're saying, we all in unity. We all want to be in unity. We're all in one. Y'all don't have in unity, but you'll be under the Holy Spirit of the Word.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Listen to this, Brother Brown. I think this is my last quote. It says, and there was another prophet, the head of the organization of the prophets, anointed ones. The Bible said they were prophets just the same as he said Balaam was a prophet, anointed ones. And there was one of them by the name of Micaiah, who was anointed with God and sent by God and the word of God. And there was one Zedekiah, who thought he was sent by God. He was anointed of God, but his teaching was contrary to the word of God. Rise, false Christ. Show great signs, would deceive the elect if possible. Notice, both of them anointed. Now, how could you tell which was right and wrong? Watch what the word promised to Ahab. The prophet which was before him, which was Elijah, one of the greatest prophets of the age, that was a vindicated prophet. That vindicated prophet said that because Ahab had done this evil, that the dogs would lick his blood, took in Naboth's life, and that the dogs would eat Jezebel and her body would be dung upon the fields. How can you bless what God has cursed? Or how can you curse, as Balaam said, what God has blessed? See, but these prophets were sincere. There were no doubt but what they were good men, honorable men. For to be a prophet in Israel, you must be honorable or even be an Israelite. You were stoned if not. They were honorable men. They were smart men. They were educated men. They were selected of Ahab of the nation. See that, Sister Wright? The selected of the nation, well fitted for. And now when Micaiah saw his vision, he knowed in his heart what the word had said, but he wanted to see what the spirit was in him would say. So they told him, they said, you say the same thing these other prophets say, and when you do, why, you'll be... We'll take you into the fellowship, no doubt again, see? We'll make you one of us. We'll take you back into the denomination of us. We know you're a prophet, but you're always saying cursing things. You're always cursing Ahab. Now, Zedekiah, the chief man, the pope, or whatever he was, now he was blessed. Ahab said, go do it. Now, you say the same thing, Imlah. Why, you're just a poor guy. You ain't got no congregation hardly at all. And these guys has got millions. The whole nation is for them. Now you say the same thing they do. See what you'll do? You'll eat the rich of the land. He's talking to the wrong man there. What if it had been said, can you find fault in Zedekiah, Micaiah? And if you go further into that quote, it would say, Can you find sin in Zedekiah? Does he smoke? Nope. Does he drink? Nope. Does he do this? Nope. Does he do this wrong? Nope. Zedekiah was a righteous appearing man. Brother and sister, listen to what I'm saying. You on the internet, if you're hearing this later on, listen to what I'm saying. If you're listening to a denominational church, you're trying to say, what can be wrong with this? You check it and see if it is all the word.
Right.
Because if it is not, it is a false teaching.
Yeah.
And if it's a false teaching, it is Antichrist.
Right.
Amen. Let's all stand. Brother and sister, I want to go on that.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't quite go 30 minutes. I went 18 minutes. 18 minutes over. Let's let our musicians come forth. We'll get ready to pray. I know this was a long service, and I'm sorry. A lot of quotes, but I pray you got something from it.
Amen.
Amen.
I tried to go around and go a different way. It could have been a Wednesday night, but I was like, I kept feeling the Lord tugging in, and I was up at 1, and 1:30 this morning, and 5:30 I was still up, and worked all day, so praise the Lord,
Amen.
Did that quite a bit. Brother Tony knows the same thing. I want you guys to remember, listen to me, everyone's listening right now. You'll never know what your ministry goes through for you behind the scenes.
Right.
Of how many hours of praying and laying before God. we desire to see God move in your life.
Amen.
God move in your homes. But listen to me, it takes you. It takes you applying yourself. It takes you getting in the Word at home. It takes you getting quiet before the Lord. It takes you to do that. Because listen to me, on Rapture morning, Brother Daniel, Brother Tony is not going to be able to come knock on your door.
Right.
You're going to have to already have, and I believe you're already seated. I know you are. I know you're seated by faith. But see, we've got to push ourselves to maturity.
Amen.
Amen. And the way we do that is getting this Word. Because you know what? As Brother, what was the little redheaded brother that was about this tall, but the great evangelist, he used to have a church in Van Buren. I know you're talking about the pastor used to be here, message pastor. J.D. Shepherd.
J.D. Shepherd, yeah.
J.D. Shepherd used to say, God will drag you through a knothole backwards if he's got to. Don't make him drag you through a knothole backwards.
Amen.
Come
right.
Humbly before the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to know your truth. I want to know it. Amen. Let's
Amen.
All bow our head. We're going to turn to the tongue. Heavenly Father, Lord, I humbly come before you tonight. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, if I said anything wrong, Lord. Lord, you know I didn't do it on purpose. Lord, you know from the integrity of my heart, Lord. My intentions, my motive, Lord. I want to see your children grow in your Word into the maturity, the full stature of a man that you called us to be, Lord. God, I ask that you would help the ministry of this church, Lord, to never turn to the left, never turn to the right, Lord. Lord, I ask you to speak to the believers, they that claim that they say, this is my church. Lord, I ask you that you would speak to their hearts right now. You would drop an anchor, Lord, that it would just stir something on the inside of them, Lord, to where they will wake up in the middle of the night and pray. That they will seek you, Father. That they will be so consumed, Lord, because we don't want to be saying that Christ is with us. We want you to declare that you are with us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask you to help us. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
Amen. All truth. The denominations are already cursed. Amen. Elijah had already spoke what he did about Ahab and Jezebel. No prophet, nobody could come along and change that. They tried to, but it didn't work. It's already been cursed. I believe it's time that this church put forth another branch.
Amen.
Amen. As Brother Daniel was saying, you know the message. If you know the message, you know Brother Graham talked about this often. It grafted the vines, the limbs grafted into that tree. And all they can bring forth is what they are. But if that tree, which is the tree of Christ, it puts forth another branch, it'll do the same things that the original life did.
Right.
Amen. He preached that for a reason.
Because
I believe here at the end time, God's going to show that there is a people, and they will be another shoot from off that original life, and it'll show that they are that original life, because the same thing that he did, the same thing that worked in him, will work in them.
Right.
But you've got to see these things. You see these promises, and you have to press toward them. You have to seek God for that. You have to cry out to him and ask him and agonize with him to fulfill his word in your life.
Right.
And so it's time that people just quit letting the devil just run over them. And
right.
Stand up and say, you know what? There's promises here. We're looking to God to do in our midst what he said. And keep pressing on. Keep agonizing with him until he does it.
Amen.
Amen. And then you'll know God has put forth another branch.
Amen.
Amen. We really appreciate everything Brother Daniel had to say tonight. I share with him an enthusiasm. He's more enthusiastic than I am. But I share with him, listen, you walk in enough victory, you'll get noisy.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You get enough joy in your life, you're not going to be able to contain it.
Yeah.
I've always said, you know, you see people crying. When something hurts them, it's involuntary. They just bellow out because God wants other people to share in that. But it's the same way. When you have joy, you can't contain it.
Right.
Because God wants other people to share in your joy.
Amen.
Right? And so that's the way those things work. And if you get enough victory in your life, you'll dance. you will. So, and that's what we want.
Amen.
Right? That's exactly what we want. We don't want to leave out of here as a dud.
No.
When I was a kid growing up and we loved fireworks, you know, and we'd get I would save up money throughout and do whatever I could. And when it came time to buy fireworks, I'd spend most of my money on firecrackers because I could get much more fun, many more days out of that. It was always disappointed whenever a firecracker wouldn't go off. We'd call it a dud.
That's right.
Yeah.
As a dud.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to be a dud.
No.
Right? We want to be the real thing and have a, and I believe God's got that. So,
yeah.
And many enjoyed that.
Amen.
Lots to take in. But listen, we're serious.
Yes, ma'am.
We are serious about this. There is a truth in the land, and it is producing a bride.
Yes.
Somebody is going into rapture.
That's right.
Somebody's having a body change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just believe it's us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I have something to say about what I heard tonight. Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord, the renewed word that was spoken by the prophet of Habakkuk. Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? I've accepted.